Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Yeah, it's
7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is wandering on in the studio there. Jennifer, Ken, and Rich with you here. And we want to know how you did on your taxes. So if you mosey on over to DougSteffen.com, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and answer our daily poll question. I paid over $1,000. I paid between $500 and $1,000. I paid less than $500. I got a refund of less than $100. I got a refund between $100 and $500. Or bang, I hit the big ticket over $500.
Good job, Richie.
Thank you, Doug.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen, your Monday morning briefing. What you need to know is that Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who was once a protege of Jeb Bush's, is getting a head start on his mentor with an official announcement today that he's running for the White House. Why? Why would Ted Cruz think that they would have, I guess it's just where my pejorative is, I think Rand Paul has a shot at it because I like what he has to say. Maybe I don't think that Cruz or Mario Rubio have a shot at it because I don't think that there's much to what they say. What'd you say, Jen?
I said Rand Paul's actually the only Republican right now that's beating Hillary in certain states, which is kind of interesting.
Well, because he appeals to the disenfranchised, which is actually, when you get right down to it, the core of the two-party, is everybody. He has what it takes, he says, and he acts the way the millennials like a politician to act. He's looking at the young voter.
I never gave him a chance, never even thought about him as giving him a chance until last week I started going, you know what? This guy's connected to the younger crowd.
Sure is.
And if he can get in with that and then get some of the mainstream, conservative
millennials
voters,
that supported
he's locked.
Obama are disgusted with Obama and the Democrats. You can talk to people who are under the age of 30, 20 to 30 in that group.
This whole voting thing is horrible.
I think he would do well. He'd do well against Hillary, but I don't know that he would actually ever get the party nomination because he's just not conservative enough.
Then they can count out. That's the problem. When you get to the fringes of both parties, the left and the right, the Elizabeth Warrens on the left, any number, the Ted Cruz's, if you will, on the right, they don't win elections. They can't win elections because they don't have enough popular support. And so why the primary season focuses on these lunatics from the fringe elements of both sides rather than understanding where the country is, what is wrong? And maybe if you watch The Good Wife and get the whole season is built around Juliana Margulies. How do you pronounce her name?
Margulies.
Her character, Alicia Florrick. Her husband, Chris Noth, plays the governor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois. And she now has run to be the state's, what do they call it, the top legal officer in the state, supposedly. And so she's running into all of these things that slap you in the face when it comes to political realities. And the Democratic machine in Illinois is ruining her because she won't do what they want her to do. And you look at that and think, oh, that's television. No, that's the way the system works. It is these parties are there to promote themselves and their own well-being. They don't give two hoots about you, about what your interests are, and it becomes more clear with every passing day when you see the irrelevance of what most of these people who are running for office have to say. And that's why, in terms of my community here in Massachusetts, for those of you who are new to the program, I have a farm in a town called Framingham outside of Boston. Last Tuesday, 7% of the eligible voters turned out for the local election to decide who would be the selectman, who would run the school committee, who would be in town meeting. 7%.
Disgusting.
We have 240 members of our town meeting, and there are 40 empty spaces. They didn't even have enough to fill the ballot. We have 18 precincts in town, and of that, 7 precincts didn't have enough people running in them to serve at town meeting. So that's why you get people who are, I mean, there are two impacts to this. One of them is that you have people who are basically irrelevant, as is Rubio and Cruz, in my opinion, and on the other side, Elizabeth Warren, but they have such fanatical followers. Wow, these guys, that's fine.
Yeah, but you know what?
But they don't win elections because they don't bring people out.
But you know what? They give more a variety of thoughts, opinions, and they shake things up. Ron Paul never, ever, 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 ever had a chance of being president.
I think he does have a chance of being president.
No, Ron Paul.
Oh, his father.
Ron,
sorry.
Daddy.
Yes.
But he
right.
shook it up.
Yep, and he did a good job of it. That's the kind of politician you need. You'd be proud of what he
And that's all he was there to do, is to shake it up.
Right. Yep. Isn't there a song? The Cars did a song.
Shake it up.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Up.
Really? Yeah. See the difference in the generation, folks? I said Cars, she said Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Hubba, hubba. If you think you have those pesky bags and puffy situations under your eyes because you're not getting enough sleep, that's part of it. But sometimes if your system retains water, that's what basically the bags of puffiness under your eyes are. That's a water retention problem that can be taken care of by a product called GenuCell, GenuCell. Uses the power of plant stem cell technology to target the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. It's a serum. When you feel it, doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. It gets into these areas and it'll absorb the water. So when you put it on at night, you look in the mirror and say, oh, wow, I love what I see. Okay, well, that's good because you want to love yourself. When you get up in the morning, you're going to love even more what you see because the bags, puffiness, and lines will be gonzo for the most part. It works. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines and the bags under your eyes. All you have to do is use it. And in order to use it, you got to buy it. And in order to buy it, you got to call 800-543-9262. Instant effects. It isn't something you have to go to the cosmetic counter and buy. You can buy stuff like this over the counter, but it's twice as expensive and it doesn't work as well. So why wouldn't you save money and get something that was guaranteed to work or your money back? 800-543-9262. I kid you not. And by the way, you can take advantage of the spring sale opportunity right now. Order it and the folks at Chamonix that make GenuCell will double your order. So you buy 3 months supply, you get 6 months supply of GenuCell to treat those bags. Make yourself look wonderful when you wake up in the morning and you go out and face the world. You'll face it better because you'll look better and you'll feel better. 800-543-9262. Get my drift? Call now and order GenuCell. 800-543-9262 and say goodbye to the lines, the wrinkles, and the puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030. Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store at staples.com/signs for details.
16 after the hour on the Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Natalie Jackson with us, who is currently senior data specialist and scientist with the Huffington Post. She works primarily in the poll section to aggregate polls, building forecasting models and covering advances, controversies. The real focus here, because we are talking about politics, her most recent articles have been about Mrs. Clinton's announcement, whether Elizabeth Warren would run, whether Donald Trump ought to be included in the polls, that sort of thing. So, Natalie, let's talk about polling in general and how accurate or not. Is it getting to be more scientific and more accurate?
Well, that's a complicated question. Technology advances are forcing pollsters to use different methods. Instead of calling landline telephones that are household-based, we have to call cell phones and do things over the Internet. So it's complicated. I think the best advice I can give is that if a poll doesn't tell you exactly how it's done, you should be very skeptical of it, because we are in this era of...
So how many people, that's an interesting point, how many people actually are aware of how it's done? Why don't you give us a quick 30, 40-second primer in how accurate polling is done?
Well, there are a couple of different ways. If you do it over the phone, you need to call both household telephones and cell phones. You need a lot of the cell phones because people are switching to where that's all they use, that's all they answer. Mm-hmm. They don't even have the house lines. If it's done over the Internet, be very cautious, because there are lots of people that don't have Internet access. Basically, they need to say that they're taking steps to make sure that the Internet sample is representative of the general population. If they're not doing something to adjust the sample, then you should be pretty skeptical of it.
Mm-hmm. But again, how many people actually take time to understand? They just look at the results. Gallup says this, Rasmussen says that, Zogby says whatever, and that's where it goes. So your article about Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump are having a focus on them. How is it decided who would be included in political polls as far as names are concerned?
Well, I talked to some pollsters about that, and I was a pollster before coming to Huffington Post, so I have some of my own ideas. Basically, they all have their ears to the ground, listening to what the party insiders are saying, what campaign personnel are doing, looking at who is building the groundwork for a campaign. Particularly in New Hampshire, there's a lot of experience in the game, so that, you know, pollsters can look to those people and see who is doing what it takes to put together a campaign.
So in this circumstance, the polls will be more important. There are continuing people. I used the example from The Good Wife last night. It was about polling in part. People don't like them, do they? People don't like the polls because oftentimes they feel like they're in your face when you come out of the elections. People say, "Ah, well, how'd you vote?" Now, that's something that doesn't often work too successfully, does it?
Right. Well, the exit polls are a bit of a different thing. But that's, again, where we have to make sure that the pollsters are taking the right steps to make sure that they are getting enough people and they are
representing the sampling, in other words, is important. Okay, Natalie, thank you. Natalie Jackson from Huffington Post.
Our Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Surprise, Jennifer, is it?
No, she's had a killer year with Shake It Off, and what's the other one? Oh, gosh, Blank Spaces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's 24, 25?
24, I think. 24, 25? Yeah.
At what age did she come onto the scene? Was it 18?
She was about 16.
16, wow.
Yeah, she did. Her first hit was called Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And, she's about 16 years old, I think. And you know what's smart about her is that she writes her own songs, mm-hmm. she makes her own music, she plays guitar, she's really kind of, and she's controlled her own destiny to a point where she hasn't fallen victim to becoming one of those pop princesses, but yeah. Man, she can make hits. She cranks them out.
You know what's smart about her is that when she was 15 or something like that and told her mom she wanted to make a go at being in the music business, they moved to Nashville. She got signed.
Mm-hmm.
She got signed to a big record label,
mm-hmm.
and they shelved her.
Yeah.
And after a year, she said, adios. She walked away from one of the big record labels to another smaller label that said, we'll actually release your record and promote it, and bam.
Yeah. All right, so she has 14 nominations. Billboard, by the way, for those of you who may not know, is kind of the Bible of the music industry. Like Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Billboard is the really the place to go when you want to track the hits and the hit makers. And so it has been for years and years and years.
All the hits, none of the misses.
sounds like a line from Casey Kasem. Yeah. All right, so.
Oh, here we go.
Included on the list of artists who are also up for awards, Pharrell Williams.
Very good.
Multiple nominations. John Legend, Ariana Grande, Meghan Trainor, Iggy Azalea, and Sam Smith.
He's a big year.
He's actually number two on the list. Number one, Taylor Swift, 14 nominations. Smith has 13.
Yeah.
True, I'm not good at all. He walked away with a bunch at, what was the last
Grammys.
Now there, this is the season of all these music awards, right? The Country Music Award 50th anniversary show is this coming Sunday.
9 days away. I've got it on my calendar.
9 days away?
I think it's the 19th, isn't it?
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, what do I know?
But, the only reason I know is because watching my two favorite CBS shows on Sunday night, which is the only night I really have time to watch television, the Madam Secretary and lineup with Good Wife is going to both be gonzo next week because of the Country Music Awards, the annual, what is the American Country Music Awards, 50th anniversary, and all kinds of, the usual star power. But this guy has come on the scene. I kind of like his soul. Is that too corny to say? He sounds like he's got a lot of soul. But he does. To me, a young...
He thanks his ex-boyfriend for... That's what he did at the Grammys because he got broken up with.
28 after.
To save money, some people hire home care workers directly instead of using an agency. AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer does this. Here are some of her hiring tips. Ask applicants about their training. Can they transfer the patient from a bed to a wheelchair? What's their schedule?
Many will require a minimum of 4 hours. You want to know if they're willing to do overnights and weekends. Some people are looking for only regularly scheduled shifts, but others are available for backup care, and it's always good to have some people lined up for backup care because you never know when your regular situation with your caregivers is going to fall through. What do they like and dislike about caregiving? Is there something they won't do? So, for example, there may be some people who refuse to take your loved ones in the car with them. They don't want to drive anyone anywhere. There are others who say, I can't do any lifting. Some may say, I don't cook. Get a sense of that up front.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
From the Good Day Gang,
take a walk.
We take a walk.
The sun,
is shining down.
The
niceness of being in Houston. I drove through Houston last week. I have found, you know, the spaghetti maze that is Los Angeles roadways. Mm-hmm. I think the second most spaghettied city in the country is Houston.
Really?
Oh, my God. The levels of roadways and driving around,
freeways,
pay attention to the signs. Oh, yeah, over, under, sideways, down. Nice to be there. KJOZ, hello, good morning. Everybody around the world who's listening at DougStephan.com, 400 radio stations, and who knows how many opportunities, Richie. RadioAmerica.org, DougStephan.com, CRN Talk. What is it, Jennifer, now there?
CRNTalk.com, you got it.
That's it is. Thank you.
And then they are everywhere.
Tune in and Stitcher and Spreacher or whatever that.
All of those.
All of them. All right, so today in the world, I want you to start the day by taking a deep breath.
Okay, let me do that.
Do you, as you start your day, give thanks for whatever it is that I've now started? I go to bed and I'm thinking thanks.
I do when I go to sleep, but can I make a true confession?
Yeah.
When that alarm goes off, only bad things go through my head. But at night, I usually pray before I go to sleep.
Well, but see how much better you could start your day if you thought about the good things for which you have to give thanks. This is a whole new...
Like, no.
I have changed so much, and you can hear it. You guys know me well. The last 3 or 4 months have brought a lot of soul searching. I guess that's, you know, you think about what your reality has been, and then you look at what is, and then you think, well, we didn't like what was. What is maybe okay, but what do we do to change the what will be? As Tolle says in The Power of Now, there is absolutely no reason to be thinking about the past because there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. As I was driving across the country, I was listening to all these CDs, and they were very instructive to sort of cap a lot of the work that I've done over the winter to just kind of keep figuring it out. And even though you can continually do work on yourself to figure it out, things change in your circumstances. So as you think about where you are right now, now already is the past. It's fascinating when you think of the clock ticking. We got 1 minute that we've had, and what have we done with that minute? What have you done with the second that we just went through? There's a paperweight on my desk that reads, "What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail?" So put that question into your head. Maybe the better question is, what is worth doing even if you fail? What is worth doing?
Well, if you
doing?
Do you really fail? I don't
know. Well, that may be right. The answer.
Even
you
when
just
you fail, you haven't failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You've accomplished something.
Right. Yes.
You've learned.
Yep.
Failing is inactivity.
There you go. 888-302-3684-888-302-DOUG is the way to reach us. If we say something that is pithy and you want to be on the air, and we think you ought to get on the air, email to all four of us. That won't work. All four of us at DougStephan.com. No. Doug.
We should make one of those.
That would be cool. Forwarding, sir.
Kenny and Richie. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Kenny, so what's leading? Is it Mrs. Clinton? What's the big thing in terms of our social media? I know that there's still a lot of comments about Charlotte, my beloved Bulldog passing. What else do we have?
Starting to get a bunch of comments about the today's video of the day.
Mm-hmm. A good one.
From Will Stack, Stack, South Carolina.
Yeah, right. Check that out if you haven't. Please, check it out. What are the people saying, Kenny?
Char says, "I'm glad he took the time to make this positive thought video. Perhaps his common sense will make an impact."
Yeah.
"Realistically, those that are having problems with law enforcement are not sitting around watching videos. They're out robbing stores."
Well, I saw that myself, and I thought to myself, "Oy." But this is sort of what the trend is here. This program is aimed at putting a positive foot forward. That's why there's not a lot of political talk. There's not a lot of talk that will divide us. It'd be nice if we could sort of get together more. And this video of the day may help you do that. What else, Kenny?
Kristen says, "I just shared this on my own page. Truth like this should be spread, not the media hype crud."
Yeah. That's good. What else?
Media
hype crud.
Crud. I love that.
What a great descriptive word.
Crud.
Media
is great word,
hype
in general.
Crud. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Gary.
That's it for the video. Okay. There's some comments about the presidential sweepstakes.
Yeah. Nothing new there, probably. Richie.
Dudley.
You're in Washington.
I am.
How often do you read the Washington Post?
It lays in my driveway every single morning.
Do you run over it on your way to work?
I do.
And you do.
You know what? My wife gets it for the Sunday circulars and for the coupons. So I pick it up and read it once a week when I have time.
All right. So last week when I was coming, remember I called you when I was driving through on, was it Wednesday night? When did I get home? No, Thursday night. I got home on Friday morning. I stopped for dinner and I grabbed the Washington Post.
Yes.
And in the Post was an article that focused on the executions that have become part of the landscape in terms of not getting it done, but talking about what are the problems. Because more courts have halted more executions, and so there was, as you know, I'm interested in solutions. The lethal injection thing isn't working. It's as silly as it is, it isn't working.
It's ridiculous.
And so what did Utah do? Their answer is firing squad.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm all behind it.
Texas thinks maybe they should go back to hanging.
Yep.
Well, there is a federal judge that halted all executions in Alabama. And remember, Oklahoma and Florida have done the same thing. The Supreme Court is reviewing capital punishment again. The drugs which are injected cause problems because people are really silly. It's the same drug that I would have used if I had had to put my dog to sleep, or I use if I put cows to sleep on my farm, whatever it is. But the way to get around this, it seems to me, and what was suggested in this article, which I thought was, is the first time I actually even thought about it. Do you know that there are, how many people die of self-inflicted overdoses? Pills. Prescription pills.
All the time.
Right. So, not that I'm suggesting we take a bottle full of pills and stuff it down the throat of whoever needs to be executed, but hello, instead of finding a suitable vein and positioning the needle and doing all that other stuff, how about we just take a pill, duh, and put the things in it that are lethal, let people kill themselves with, and give them to whoever it is that we're trying to execute.
Don't you think there could be a lot of room for error, though, with people like tonguing them and, I don't know.
How many people take an overdose every single year or every single day and don't die?
I don't know. I'm sure glad I came up with a solution, though.
You know what I think is going to happen here eventually?
Okay, Richie, what?
We're going to end up at the Running Man. Remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger flick?
Yeah.
Where they basically got convicted and they turned it into a reality television show where all the bad guys chased all the bad guys and they got points if they got into a different sector and all that stuff. Right. That's where this is
like
all
the
going.
Hunger Games. Yeah.
It's
going to
be right. It's going to be the Hunger Games here. We're going to televise the death of all of our worst criminals.
See, I think that this is going to go away. People are going to say, well, we just can't figure out how to do it, so we're not going to do it anymore.
All right, so there you go. Thoughts are things. Four former security contractors scheduled to be sentenced today in federal court over a shooting that left 17 people dead in Baghdad in 2007. Remember that? The Blackwater people? Shooting brought worldwide attention to the trend of privatizing security operations in combat zones and us focusing on the fact that these men, some women, but mostly men, who are former military, making $30,000, $40,000 a year. Isn't that what the average person is making as a sergeant or corporal or whatever? And they go, they come out of the service, they go to work for Blackwater, they make $100,000 a year. So who's paying for that? You are paying for that. I thought it was, I think it would be interesting to see what comes out of that, frankly. Let me introduce you to power swabbing. You know what power swabbing is? It's not something you do to your car.
Careful.
Why?
I just finger on the button. Go ahead.
Power swabbing. Finger on the button.
I've got the
This is
button.
A whitening system that uses the power of stain out swabs to actually remove the stains from your teeth, Richie.
Oh, okay.
So they stay white longer.
Finger off the button, though.
Yeah, Secret is a tooth detergent that's all natural that gets the stains off your teeth. Best part is Power Swabs works in less than 5 minutes. No more messy strips, no more trays, no more using toothpaste that when you are using it, it whitens up your teeth, but it takes the enamel off. You don't want to do that. You want to lift the stains off your teeth, and that's what Power Swabs does. It removes the stains on your teeth. You have veneers, you got caps, you got crowns, all will clean up risk-free. Power Swabs, 800-281-6829. Call for Power Swabs, 800-281-6829. They will transform your smile into a wow. Look at that smile, that great smile. Don't you love it when you see Jennifer's got beautiful teeth? What a great smile. So get one like that. 800-281-6829. This is a doctor-formulated product that whitens your teeth. It is the cat's meow. 800-281.
Really are.
Gotta see, people remember this number now, Jennifer. 800-281-6829. Power Swabs.
Dork.
Thank for over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed click strand bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust for quality hardwood. See the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. And play. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 13 before the hour. Mondays bring us Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who is a non-traditional practitioner in many ways. He has a decompression chamber. He has a device.
He has a table.
A couple of tables in his office in Encino, California, as a practitioner of one who helps, in fact, people who have really problematic backs. He has a website, 818newback.com, in which he extols the value and virtue of thinking things through and not just taking the gobbledygook that comes from the medical establishment, thus reading between the lines of some of the stories. So we've got a couple of minutes for this week's story. Bruce?
Well, Doug, you know, last week I was looking at an article about a Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania nurse's aide who was awarded $11.6 million after 4 years of ongoing paralysis as a result of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving her mandatory flu vaccination. Now, this is all in conjunction with last week. The California State Senate, so this would apply to your new grandchild, the State Senate is pushing a bill to take away parental rights to limit any choices about which vaccines to receive or choice about when they should be administered. Now, personally, I can't think of another attack on personal liberty that trumps this. I can't think of one during my entire lifetime. But they are pushing this bill in spite of testimony from the likes of a Stanford University PhD in immunology who testified before the committee and explained the science as to why the law would provide no increased public safety benefit, and a computer technologist who who created for the CDC, the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, which receives 30,000 reports a year of vaccine adverse reactions, 4,500 which tend to be serious. So, you know, this whole dictate about public safety first, I want you to stop and think about this, Doug, for a second. If we applied that to our legal system, it would change it to guilty until proven innocent. Because if you reason, public safety is better served by having as many criminals in jail, regardless how many innocents get locked up with them.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, they're saying, well, we'll be safer with the vaccines, no matter how many innocent people are vaccine injured as a result of them.
There's food for thought. Between the Lines, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, 818newback.com is his website. Bruce, good. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do with my life, what I want to do for a living. So I want to be with your daughter. I'm good at it.
I got a question. You guys know so much about women. How come you're here like a gas and sip on a Saturday night completely alone drinking beers? No women anywhere.
That's a good question.
Love it.
Hey, In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel singing from the movie Say Anything, which was...
It's how we do this. Nobody really thinks it will work, do they?
No, you just described every great success story.
The number one movie during this week in 1989. Good remembrance there. We're going to find out from Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Movie Moments, what the number one movie of the weekend was. I'm not sure there are going to be any surprises here. I think I saw the number one movie. We'll find out if Chucker agrees with that and what other things are going on in terms of the box office and results. What did you see over the weekend and were you satisfied? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, Summer Ale.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer for the Boston Massive.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, so, Chucker, let's go through the list of what was big this weekend at the box office. Probably no surprises, right?
No surprise, Doug. Last week's number one film, Fast and Furious 7, simply titled Furious 7, number one for the second straight weekend. Pretty impressive, just dropping off 58% off a whopping opening weekend at $60.5 million, $252.5 million in 10 days. Already the biggest Fast and Furious film, Doug, worldwide.
Really?
It's on $800 million.
You know, I thought it was interesting. Have you seen it, Chuck? Anybody here seen it?
I have not as of yet.
I just needed to go do something really stupid, so Saturday night, that's what I did. I went to see that movie. And
did you like it?
I don't like the ending.
Is very touching and good.
Well, the ending is the brother. The ending is not Paul Walker. It's his brother, and the reflection, you know, because everybody knows the story, exactly what they're talking about. So the movie addresses his death
right. In
a way that is, you know, fairly obvious, and then it sets up what the next movie is going to be about. So, these people will keep this thing. This is like a cash machine. Good God.
And that's, you know, me and Richard talking last week about why we always see sequels in big franchises. This is like taking an actor like Vin Diesel. This is why almost every actor in the business wants to be attached to one of these huge franchises, because nothing will fill up your bank account faster.
No.
And if you're smart, your agent's going to deal.
All the people that are in it should make a deal for participation and not for upfront.
I just want to point out, box office is really not that interesting. Other than that, I went to see Danny Collins over the weekend with Al Pacino. It's playing on about 450 screens. Good to see Al Pacino do good work. It's a small film. I liked it enough.
I thought it was great. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. Like, didn't I talk about it here?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
What'd you say, Kenny?
I liked it too.
I liked it a lot. I saw Woman in Gold also. Obviously, the weekend I wanted to get away from my thoughts. I thought it was well done and nicely done and a very good story. What did you think? Did you see it?
I didn't go see it. I'm going to go see it this week. It's at my local art house home. And last night I did a revival of Blazing Saddles. I had about 50 people show up. That movie stands the test of time, and the entire crowd, including myself, was buckled over and laughed. A great movie. Harvey Korman was just awesome.
It really is. So the MTV Movie Awards were announced. The movie of the year, The Fault in Our Stars. Did you see that?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually.
Did you? Why?
Yeah, it's a very sad love story that deals with two young people who have terminal cancer. Mm. But it's actually powerful, but the actors, including an actress named Shannon Woodley, who is becoming more popular, extremely appealing. I liked her immensely in that movie.
Best comedic performance was Channing Tatum in 22 Jump Street. That was interesting.
Okay.
All right, so yes, we must end as long as you had that revival last night. Chucker is from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, for those who haven't heard him before, and he's very active in all video and DVD. He knows, that's why he's here, about this stuff, and he has this theater in town that he keeps bringing revivals in, little town, little theater, and does great with it. It's nice to see that sort of thing happening.
Thank you, Doug.
You're my hero, Chucker. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.